Hello, my name is Nicholas McDonough. I'm 15 years old. Today is May 16th, 2022, and I'm speaking with my dad, whose name is Ashley. And we're in the state of California and in the city of Santa Monica. Alrighty, let's go. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Well, one of my happiest memories. I think one of my happiest memories is when I got married. I think when your mom and I got married in Mexico, and we got married in Oaxaca in this beautiful church, and all of my family went down there, and Norma's family, of course, was all there.
My mom, by the way.
Yeah, his mom. And there was about 300 people there, and it was a beautiful wedding. And like, we didn't really plan anything. We didn't have a real detailed plan. We just kind of went with the flow. I mean, we picked out the dress here in California, and then we went there. But we just went with the flow, and it was a beautiful wedding. And there was a band, and they had a hard time pronouncing my name. It was just really fun. And the groom dances with the bride's family, and then the bride with the groom's family. Well, there was only five of my family there, so Norma already, she danced with everyone in my family in like 10 minutes. So I was like, and I was like dancing with her family. So then she started dancing with her family to take up time. But I think one of my happiest memories.
That's cool. All right, question number two. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Someone I'll always remember. There's a lot of people. Someone I'll always remember is my dad. My dad passed away, your grandfather. My dad passed away, 10 years ago, but, you think about him every day. And I think the hardest thing was when he passed away that I would never talk to him again. I think that was the hardest thing, knowing that you'll never see or talk to your dad again. So my dad is someone that I miss and I really think very highly of.
Nice. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
There's been a lot of people. My dad, of course, and my uncle, Uncle Dennis. But the person I think that has had a really big influence on my life is my sister Kim. My sister Kim is a Down syndrome. And I used to go watch her at the Special Olympics. And I've probably had the least interaction with my sister than anybody I've known. Because she doesn't really speak very much. And she never did, even when I was little. But my sister taught me patience. She taught me kindness. She taught me to be thankful. She taught me to appreciate what you have. She taught me to just be thankful that you can wake up and see and talk and laugh. And so I think being around my sister, I think it really made me kind of who I am today.
Alrighty, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
What do I feel most grateful for? I'm most grateful for my wife and my two sons, you and Brandon. I think having you guys and seeing you guys every day and watching you guys grow up, I think that's the best gift you could ever have. And it's just a joy, being with you guys and your mom, and just the trips that we went on, the things you guys did when you were little, it was great, and it's tough raising children, trying to do the right thing, trying to teach them the right things. But having you guys, and we go play golf, and you don't realize how lucky you are when you can do that. even when you play bad, you realize, wow, I'm playing golf with my two sons. At the golf course where I played on the high school golf team at Santa Monica High School, I'm playing golf with my two sons. So it's really great. So I think that's what I'm really thankful for.
What are you proudest of in your life?
What am I proudest of? Like, that I've done?
Yeah.
I think what I'm most proudest of is going to college and graduating, getting my CPA license, and still practicing in public accounting because it's a really tough job. But I'm very proud of myself for finishing college and seeing it all the way through and getting a master's degree at Golden Gate University. So I'm very happy about that because I struggled in school. You know, I struggled in school. I struggled in elementary school and junior high. Then I started doing a bit better in high school. But so I think that's what I am proud of. And I definitely wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And to add on to this question, what is something that you are proud of that you haven't done but seen somebody do? Or what is something that has made you just proud of like witnessing or seeing?
I'm proud of, there's quite a few things. First of all, when your mom and I met, your mom didn't speak any English. When we started dating, she didn't speak any English. And she went to school and she got a high school diploma here. She learned English. You know, she spoke to you guys in English, you know, tried to teach you Spanish. Very proud of that. I'm very proud of Brandon playing college golf. And then, you know, for you, I'm proud of you trying out for the golf team this year when you just started playing and you played in competitions. You know, that's something I wouldn't have done because everything I do, I have to be really prepared.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of seeing people who just go out there and try and give it their best.
Cool. The next question says, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Well, some of the most important lessons I've learned in life. I think always doing what's right is very important. And no matter how bad a situation seems, just, you know, keep calm and just hang in there and see it through. And things will work out. It doesn't seem like they will. And I just believe in yourself and work hard. And if you have a goal, chase it and stick with it and don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Then the last question says, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
A person that's been kindest to me. Let me see. It would be your mom would be one, but since I've already talked about your mom, I'm going to say my mom. You know, my mom was a tremendous mother. She took really good care of us. And, you know, we went to England every summer, visit our relatives. She took such great care of my sister. She really works hard. And she's still working hard today, and she's 90, 91. So she's someone that I really admire and respect as well. And she was strong. She's a very strong woman. And I really admire her. And she's been very kind to me and looked after me my whole life.
That was really nice. So yeah, you know, those are all the questions, and thank you for listening.